First we went to Wallace, Pinehurst, Smelterville, what were the other ones, Sandy? Kellogg. Anyway, we went east as far as Wallace and all the cities there coming back. And we just went with the idea from the Lord that we would only stop, we would only go where He directed. Absolutely. In the past we've made up to 150 stockings and so on. So then we would go to all the poor, everyone that we saw that needed, we went to. But this time it seemed as though God had a mandate that He only wanted us to go where He definitely directed. And it was hard in that we couldn't just whiz through. We had to stop and wait on the Lord and pray and stop the car literally and sit there and pray and wait for God to direct. And so it was really wonderful. And when we went to Michael Beth's house, and we went late because Sandy had to fill up and different things happened, it was God's provision that we went later, because then we met two little boys, Alex and Randy, and those are the ones that God had on His heart that He wanted to minister to the most. Not that the other children weren't ministered to, they were, and they received gifts, but these little boys were a surprise present, I think. And so anyway, they were just wonderful little kids. And so, and then the Lord extended it more, that for us to come back to our shul and share with those here that we would all get something extra for them and take it, because they weren't going to have any gifts given them. So that was that part. And then we stopped too on the way. We gave out only 13 gifts in all of those cities, because that's all that God showed us, and that's all we were. Although we wanted to give more, but God just restrained. And then we went. We drove in this trailer court. And there wasn't anybody, there was no one to do. And Sandy says, okay, where should we go? What should we do there? And she stopped there, and we looked on this porch. There was no car there or anything. And we looked, and there was a child's wheelchair there. So we said, they must have a child, girl or boy or something, we don't know. But we felt really strongly that we were to leave something. So we looked in the back, and God seemed to put a strong unction to take a boy's gift. So we took a shopping bag of boy's gifts, and I ran up to the door, and I was going to just set it down there, but the door opened, and it scared me. I jumped up, and I thought, oh, goodness. And there was a man there, and I said, you know, God has sent us to give your child a gift. Do you have a boy or a girl? And he says, I have a boy. And so we were just so blessed, and he was so thankful, and we gave that to him, and it was God's direction. So now, Sandy, you tell other things that went on.
I had a flat tire. Well, there was another place we went that we were pulling through the trailer court, and we couldn't see anything, and we started pulling out of there, and we just stopped and started looking around, and we saw little kids looking out of their window, and there was three kids in there. And we went, we took the prizes out of the car, and we knew we had one princess basket to go in there, because the little girl she saw it, and her eyes just got huge, you know. And we went and knocked on the door, and the mom and the grandma, I believe, came out, and they were really blessed, you know, and they were living together, and had all those kids to take care of, and so they were going to put it up till Christmas, you know. So that was sweet to see their faces looking out, and it was like, okay, the Lord says, well, right here, you know.
So was that the first or the second day?
First.
That was in Smelterville.
So the second day, you had quite a bit going, because you gave up the bulk of the gifts, right?
Yeah.
Then the second day we went to Spokane. We went northwest Spokane, and then we went south Spokane. Anyway, we went to all the different places that we had been before to see if God had something on His heart to do. And so at first it was really hard, because there were homes that looked like crack homes, and we found one that there was a grandmother and a daughter there with a grandchild there, and in the upstairs there were children, but they had been taken by the CPS. Is it CPS or some CPS that day before? And so, and the neat part is we were always able to tell them that these were from the Lord, that God sent us to them because He loves them. So we could always say that to them, and it was really neat. And then we left them. We went to different places in Northwest Spokane. There were some really, really sad places, and you could almost give 10 times that much up and down the street to all those houses. But God just seemed to put people in places, and the one place that I was telling Robin this morning of that, and it's the first time for me, and I think first time for Sandy, that we knew there were children there. We didn't give anything, and that was a hard thing, but there was really peace in it. And the man there, you just knew that he had other connections, that he had arranged for things for these 10 children, that he wanted us to give more. And we felt like that's not what God would want. And it was hard because we waited and waited on the Lord. And then the Lord showed us right across the street, a lady out in her front yard. And it was just a strong, strong leading that's where we were supposed to be. So we ran up and gave her 3 gifts for her children. And then I just put my arms around her, and I was praying for her, and she just tears rolling down her eyes and filled that the very knowledge that God saw her, He loved her, and that He provided for her. And it was just the neatest thing that we did. Then we went to and this is something we've never done either. We parked right there, and we were saying, okay, Lord, what do you want from here? And we looked over this way, and there was a school, and we just knew that we're supposed to go to that school. So we went in, and we didn't have to have an appointment or anything. We talked with the counselor, and he told us of people that the poor, and he said all the poor went to their school. It was a very poor school, but he had a stack of papers that were filled out of things that the children wished for or needed and so on. And he said different agencies have filled these, but these are not filled. And so we were able to give him 5 girls of the princess baskets, and 5 shopping bags full of boys' things. We were able to give that to Carrie, and they were so blessed. And we got to tell them, these are from the Lord. This is what God said. We didn't get to see the children, but we did get to tell both counselors that these were from the Lord, and we don't know how that all went, but we felt such peace about it, and still, with both of us, remained the peace that one home didn't get. And I think, and I talked to Robin about this morning, I really believe that was a lesson that God wants to teach us, that firstly, that I'm notorious for giving out of human giving, out of human
compassion,
but God taught that through that, and also that He really wants to give to those that'll be thankful. He wants to give, and by the way, I should add that those children, just like Mark said this morning, that if God didn't do it this way, He'll do it another way. We're not responsible for that. We're just responsible for obeying. But I just know in my spirit that those children, those 10 children, it wasn't their fault about their grandfather doing what he did. But I know for sure that he was connected with that school. He probably filled out those paperwork that was already done, and met those needs. And so God's going to meet those children's needs like everybody. But we just had to do what was right and learn the lesson God showed us. So, you tell the rest about the other girls. What about little in Coeur d'Alene there? Her little girls.
Oh, yeah, Christy. We've given to her before, but she's pretty much a single mom. Her husband's an alcoholic, and she's got darling little girls. And we took down to them, and they were so blessed. They got a princess basket and a bag of stuff. And she had been up, one of the girls was still in bed because she had been up and been sick through the night and stuff, so it was just, it really spoke to her because I'd been trying to get, it's Stephanie's stepsister, and I've been trying to reach her, you know, she wants, but the Mormons have been going to their house, and so I'm glad we were able to reach out and meet their needs.
She gave
us. Huh? Yeah, and she had made candy and had little treats in baggies with our names on it. And she had one for Juanita and me and some of the other people. And so we had those baggies, and then we... Oh, yeah, then we went to one house that I knocked on the door, and it was all, the porch was all caved in, and they just said, come in. I thought, come in. You know, you don't usually say that to a stranger. And I said, well, I'm a stranger. Is it okay? And she said, yes. And I said, well, the Lord has sent us here. Do you have little kids? Because we have gifts from the Lord. And they about were overwhelmed too. And they had little kids. And we didn't have enough for the baby or the two-year-old. Our gifts were older. And so we gave them the gifts. And they were thrilled and were going to put them up. Then I went out to the car and I said, well, they have a two-year-old. We couldn't give them nothing. And Juanita reached back there and got one of her bags that had perfect gifts for, and I took it. And in the meantime, they came out with a plate of homemade fudge before we ever left and gave us fudge with that. That's never happened, has it?
No.
When I went back in with the gift for the two-year-old, I said, now don't bring no more fudge because this is good, you know. So they were really thrilled and really nice people, really had a sweet spirit in the house. I liked that. And then with the fudge and stuff, we went downtown and I had saved, my son-in-law made me a big bag with hats and gloves and gum and candy canes and hand warmers, perfect bags to give out to the homeless on the street. And I had one left from last year. So I said, well, we need to get this out. And so I'm driving along downtown and I saw this guy with long hair running down the street. And I said, oh, that looks good. And so I whipped up the one way and pulled around the back of the alley and pulled into the gas station. And he was just going into the gas station door, and I rolled my window down. I said, hey, could you use a hat? And he said, I could use a hat. That's the only thing, I think he said, I don't have a hat. And he was all, I mean, he had necklaces, and he had long red hair, but he just had a sweet face on him. I really liked him. And he looked it over, and he said, oh, wow, this and this. And he was so blessed with it, you know. And so we drove up there a few feet, and Juanita, I think, said, well, we got this fudge and this candy. So she started putting the fudge in the bags of candy that Christy had given us, and she filled that. And so I'm looking in the back, you know, because they're just a few feet behind us at the door, so we didn't miss him. And so then I backed up there, and Juanita took it in to him, and she said that it was just a little bitty downtown gas station, and there was no room in there and nobody in there. And she asked the clerk and she said she hadn't seen anybody come in. So I don't know about that, but I would like to think that might have been an angel. Because, you know, it just had a sweet spirit about him, and we were going to give him the fudge and stuff, but he wasn't there, or, you know, so that worked out really well.
You have entertained angels unawares.
Yes, I love that scripture too. You want to tell them about the...
I just found the last two. Well, then we kind of felt like we should leave Spokane. So we were coming back, and we had two princess baskets left. And we were going to go down this... there's this place off Sprague that has really run down mobiles, and they're really, really all poor in there, and we've been there before. And so we were going to go down there. Well, we kind of overshot it a bit, and so Sandy pulled around in this driveway that we were going to turn around and go back. But on Friday, this was on Monday, on Friday, I kept calling the school in Coeur d'Alene because it has a lot of poor children there. And I called the counselor there, and I was trying to get information. Do you have children that need? Do you have? And she never called me back, didn't call me back. And I called her about four times. And then so anyway, just to show you how complete and thorough God is, we were going to turn around and pop right in that long driveway where all those mobiles are. And right at that minute, she called the counselor, Megan, from that school, and she said, you know, everything's cared for except there are two little girls, one in kindergarten and one in second grade, that they're not going to get anything. And she said, would you have anything for two? We said, would we? There we have two more baskets left, just right. So we drove over there. It was getting dark, and we drove over there and gave that to them. And it was just, it turned out just exactly right. And everything we have, it just went, and it was, we feel real peace that it went to everybody that it was supposed to get, did get, and it was just orchestrated by the Lord, and it was a great thing.
I think it was the first time, too, where everything was just from the Lord.
Yeah.
So it just
really
shows
cool.
You don't have to...